This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So, we'll do everything we can to help you out today. And just remember, I know some of you who join us now only have a couple hours with us. You can join us at paulparent.com. There's a tab up on the top that says listen live or with the podcast. You can listen live right there through the GCN network. It'll connect you right exactly where you need to go. So definitely take a look there. It's a bit chilly, but those of you who are up right now kind of know that. It's a cold one out there. Should actually see some warmth coming through soon this week. Maybe not really a ton of warmth, but 47 degrees. That'll be our version of almost shorts weather here. As I talked to Nathan before the show started, they're above zero in Minnesota, and that's short weather there. So hey, we're almost there for here in New England. But it looks like the weather's starting to turn, starting to head towards that, maybe that spring here. We'll see what happens. I don't see as much snow on the horizon, possibly some on Monday, but not as much as it was the past few weeks, right? The groundhog told us we had 6 weeks of winter left. We've gone through, I want to say, maybe two at this point, maybe a little bit more. Might be three, but we're almost through three, actually, I think. So we're halfway there, right? Just living on that prayer. But anywho, we are, we got to start thinking spring. We got to start getting ready for it, start thinking what we want to do. I know the garden centers are starting to get things ready, thinking for that next season. Obviously, full of houseplants, full of all those things you can think about during the winter. But I know a lot of them are starting to think, all right, when are we going to start bringing in our trees? When are we going to start bringing in our shrubs? What are we going to start doing? Because this is the normal time for a lot of them to bring them in while the trees are still dormant. I mean, so they don't have any buds on them or leaves so that they can get ready for spring up here instead of being in full bud form or full bloom and then coming up into the cold weather where we are. Because a lot of garden centers at this point will take some trees, shrubs, that type of thing from southern states, from the west coast, etc., where their weather is a little bit different than over here in New England. So, You might start seeing that in some of the garden centers. So don't get nervous when you see it. Do realize that this is the time of year. In the next few weeks, you'll start to see it, right? You'll start to see plants rolling into garden centers because they bring them in early, just so they can acclimate to our weather and be safe for you. So you start seeing them. That's what happens this time of year. Obviously, a lot of your garden centers are still bringing in a lot of your house plants, a lot of your indoor plants, and getting things restocked in there. I know a lot of garden centers, I've been following on social media, have been bringing in more and more house plants. So if you're looking for house plants, there's tons of different garden centers that are bringing them in now. I've been noticing it a little bit more and more lately. They do make us feel so much better inside and in our homes. Makes you get that almost that spring feeling, right? Getting ready for that next season. So, you'll start to notice that a little bit more at this point. But that's what happens this time of year. So definitely be thinking with that. Today we can talk about a number of things. We can start thinking about what we're going to do this spring. We can continue on with some of the thoughts that you have with, your houseplants. We can think about what we want to do for starting indoors for some of our seeds. What we can do to get started and what we can look at for the best, right? This is the... Right now, this is the time of season where, I do my research when it comes to if you're going to do seeds, right? Which ones you're going to do and when you're going to start them. I talk about this often, but, it is one thing to really think about. when to start indoors, and that's what... that's what we're looking at this point. I look a good amount of time at website at burpee.com just to see when you start these indoors and when you do these certain things, etc. And we're not far away. So hopefully if you order seeds online, you have them coming. Some tomatoes. We're looking at about 2 weeks from now, getting them started indoors. So those are some things to think about. My oldest, Katie, and I, we went out together for lunch on Thursday, surprised her, picked her up from school, and she wanted to just go do some things afterwards, right? We don't tend to go to a lot of stores, but we went into one. And we're walking around and, you see all the different departments. And she stopped right at the seed section and was like, "Daddy, we got to get some of these seeds for Nana. We got to get them. And I want to do these ones and these ones." And I just sat there and I'm like, wow, okay, I can deal with this. I like this. But she ended up looking through a bunch of them and saying, "I want this one and I want this one." We'll see what we can do, and we'll learn from there. But, a lot of the common ones. And this year, she wants to grow watermelons. I said she could grow watermelons if she wants, but she's going to ask Nana if she can do them at her house. But it was awesome to see because she was very interested in them. Now we'll go to that next level and talk about when to start them, when to work with them. She's all about learning, right? She's five, so she's absorbing as much information as possible. So it was really fun to see, and for her to stop there and wanting to look at those, I was kind of taken back. I was like, all right, I can do this. This is something I really know about. Let's talk about this. But it was interesting. But anyways, the idea here is, a lot of these seeds, we're starting to be able to start them indoors in the next few weeks. Just in general, most of the tomatoes are the first to second week in March that you'll start them indoors. So, you know, if you haven't gotten seeds and you normally do, probably be looking at getting them out there. A lot of the online retailers will still have them, right, at this point. But take a look and try to get them early versus later in the season, because I know, you know, a lot of us have seen at garden centers and different places that they run out quickly. So this is something just to be thinking about and get ready for it if you want. Again, I use burpee.com just for the information that they put on the website for us. I mean, tons of information that you just can't get really, honestly, anywhere else. So definitely, that's where I'll get my information, and then we'll go out and purchase from there. if you have any questions, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just starting the show up, and we're going to be here for 4 hours. And definitely give us a call so we can help you out with all of your gardening questions. I know a lot of us are just getting up, a little bit harder to get up when the sun's down, but we're 3-4 weeks away from having the clocks change. We'll have more sunlight in the day, so we look forward to that. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few to answer your gardening questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Trading in involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's a bit cold out there. We're going to warm up a little bit today, get into the 30s. I know, I was just opening up the window, just check outside. It was, whew, you could feel that hitting right back at you. We had a bunch of snow up here this week, obviously. It felt like it felt like we were in a snow globe. Started Thursday, ended yesterday morning. It was a bit crazy. I'm sure a lot of us in New England had that, but man, I think I jinxed all of us a couple weeks ago saying I wanted more snow. I wish I had kept quiet on that one. Because now we're looking towards spring and what we can be doing in the gardens, what we should be looking at, what are some things to be doing this year. There's tons of different things that we can be looking at doing. Do you want to put in a new lawn? Do you want to put in a new, garden? Do you want to put in a vegetable garden this year? You didn't do it last year, or you got to it late. What are you looking to do? What are you looking to add? Are we looking to do, we've talked about a number of times, the pollinator gardens. Are we looking to do more natives? Are we looking just to clean up the front of the house to make it look ready for sale or something along those lines? Those are things we think about at this point, just getting some areas cleaned up for this spring. Is it adding a little bit of splash of color early? Do we go more annuals? Do we do more perennials? Those are some things to be thinking about now. So we can start to plan everything out. And looking at alternatives if our first choice isn't there. I know, working in a garden center and seeing what's coming across for deliveries and what's going to come across for spring deliveries in more of your perennials, shrubs, trees, etc. There will be some shortages out there that you haven't seen in the past number of years. A lot of the growers out there this past season sold into their supply for 2021 so they could get rid of some of it last year. So take a look early and see if there's certain things that you can hold, or see if, you know, when you're seeing these things come in, maybe it's looking and saying, I want to get this now so you have it. So that's some things that we're seeing ahead of us. I know I've been looking with some of our purchasers in the past couple weeks of seeing that there is a shortage of product out there, that they may supply it at a slower period this year versus in the past so that they can prolong their seasons. These are the growers sending them out. So take a look there at some of your garden centers and see early. You might need to be going back early and often to get some of these that you're looking for. You know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, last year we saw all these products in the market, but we just couldn't, we might not be able to get them this season. Some things that, you know, I've heard even on the, with our products, like our control products, everybody was backed up in production because the trigger sprays, just the bottle and the spray, were going to a lot of the companies, you know, that have, you know, your bleach sprays, your any type of counter cleaner, etc. They were going towards those versus some of our solutions like your neem or your eight. Or those types of things. So you might see a little bit of a shortage at first. So, you know, these are some things to be thinking about going into this season, into 2021, that we didn't really think about this past year, because there was a, you know, in a lot of areas, an abundant supply of these products. So, you know, we're going in there, we're thinking, you know, things could be a little bit different than last year. Obviously, we hope that it's different, but in a good way. But if you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261 and take a break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
NTSB investigators are beginning to search Broomfield, Colorado, just outside Denver, where parts of a plane fell from the sky. A Boeing 777 that was heading to Honolulu was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a mid-air engine fire.
Made it, and the firefighters came and doused the engine with some foam.
Passenger Barbara Underwood says the plane crew is credited for the safe emergency landing. There were no injuries. There was a big shootout at a gun store in Metairie, Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. A gunman inside opened fire and killed two people before the workers and customers killed the suspect.
I have multiple shooters here at this location that were either customers, employees, or individuals here at the location itself.
Sheriff Joseph Lupinto says they're investigating to determine a motive. This is USA Radio News. President Biden's nominee for Attorney General, Judge Merrick Garland, released a statement saying the Attorney General must act as a lawyer for the people of the U.S., not for the President. He also said that the Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced while protecting the department's political independence. Judge Garland is set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The Biden administration is looking to rejoin a nuclear deal implemented during the Obama years. The United States may eventually rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal. President Biden spoke during a virtual meeting with world leaders at the Munich Security Conference. He said he's working to achieve peace with Iran.
We're going to work in close cooperation with our European and other partners as we proceed. We'll also work together to lock down fissile and radiological material to prevent terrorist groups from acquiring and using them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Pat is in Gardner, Mass.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Listen, I have a question I asked you last year. I have about four hydrangea bushes.
Okay.
Three in the front yard, one in the backyard. For the last 2 years, the bushes come in healthy, the leaves look healthy, but they don't produce any flowers.
Okay. Now, you haven't pruned them or done anything to them, right?
Well, in the fall, we prune them, you know.
Okay, what color hydrangeas are they? Are they the white
blue
ones?
They're blue.
Okay, are they the old style hydrangea, or are they like the endless summer variety?
I don't know that. I've had the bushes for about 8 or 10 years.
Okay, so a lot of times with hydrangea, like a blue hydrangea, that type. They do not like to be pruned.
Okay. Well, I didn't prune
well,
them.
So,
now that I think of, go ahead.
They do not like to be pruned, like, early, or they want to be cut back after they flower. So it's not a terrible thing of what you've done. Like, it's not the end of the world. Because of the fact that usually the flower would bloom during the summer, and then in the fall you could cut it back. What I would be worried about is if you did it too late, or cut it back too far, the plant could be just trying to reproduce each year, so it would depend on how far back you cut it. What I would suggest doing this year, this spring early, once the ground starts to thaw, you can put a shovel into the ground deep enough. is I would look to be getting a super phosphate. They come in different styles. You can get them in a like a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0.
0.44.0. What's the other one?
0.18.0. They will either be called super phosphate or like triple phosphate. Whatever it is, you're looking for the middle number for the fertilizer to be heavy, to be high. Okay.
Okay.
What it does is this helps develop stronger root growth, but it also will help produce more flowers on a plant. Okay.
Yep.
It'll push them to bloom more. So it's definitely something that will help first thing in the spring.
Right.
What that will do is that, you know, you might not see all of the flowers this season, but it will help long term of this. What could be happening is each season it just doesn't have enough energy to get there. It's rebuilding the plant each time. The other thing is, what are the conditions like? I know you said you have three in the front and one in the back, or opposite,
yeah,
but
right.
What are the conditions sun-wise for both of those?
Yeah, well, the three in the front are south-facing.
Okay.
And the one in the back, obviously, well, I guess it's south-facing, but it's blocked by the house. But
so was the one in the back do a little bit better for you, have bigger type plant, or which one's better?
I have two huge ones in the front. They're the oldest.
Okay.
And they used to bloom there on the side of the house all the time. And then I put the other one in the back probably about 3 years ago, and the one on the side probably about 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I was 0-for-4 with this one, so.
Yeah.
And I go around, some of my neighbors had some beautiful hydrangeas, you know.
Yep. So the two that you moved in the past few years, those might be just rejuvenating themselves, and you might actually start to see some blossoms. Usually the first three seasons, they're getting their roots developed, getting the plant into the soil, and getting redeveloped. So you might see them in season four for them, of the plants. But I think the triple phosphate is definitely going to help you this spring.
The two on the side, the two oldest ones, they're beautiful. I mean, the leaves are beautiful. They're big. But the last couple of years, no hydrangeas. So, all right, I'll go with that triple phosphate then.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is, however wide the plant is, put it on the outside, so the width of the plant, like where you would consider the drip line. So as far out as the leaves go, you'd put it down there. I'd take a shovel, put it into the ground.
Inches in?
Well, so what you'd want to do is put your foot on it and kind of push down, but if you feel that there's like a heavy root there, that's when I would stop. But if you can get down like almost a shovel's length, that's where those feeder roots are going to be, and that's what we're trying to feed. Try to get down there, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and I'll try that, and have a great day, and I'll call you again, see if in the fall, see if this experiment works.
Let's hope so, Pat, and good luck. Have a great one.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank
you, too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You know, and hydrangeas seem to be one of those ones, the fussiest of some of our plants, because you never know, should I prune it now? Should I cut it back early? What should I do? And I have some endless summer hydrangeas at my house, and they just look like sticks for a while, and then I leave the sticks for as long as possible until a lot of the growth has started to form. I mean, we're talking even into the end of May. So cutting back some of the sticks, I personally just kind of let it go. I know some of you will clean them up, but you might not see as many flowers. Some of these plants will take a number of years to really develop and get into the ground. I know you go to your garden centers and they're all in bloom, right? You're like, I want that one. That's perfect. I have spots to put all these. This is where it's going to go. And then after a couple of years, they slow down a little bit. So they're looking for fertilizer. They're looking for food. If you're having blossom issue, obviously we look at the triple phosphate or the super phosphate. But a general all-purpose type fertilizer for our hydrangeas is the way we should be looking to go. If you're trying to just keep the upkeep of them, would be like a 10-10-10. So that's something to look at as well. I do have another call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. I have a flowering crab that I put in, I think, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it had all kinds of problems, and I finally figured out last year that it was a fungus issue. And I sprayed it, you know, as prescribed, with the, actually, two or three different products. I don't recall which ones now, but they were recommended. And, you know, I would see that it would have an effect on it, but we never got anywhere with it, you know. It had some blossoms early on, and I was just wondering whether I'd be better off to part company with it and get a different tree, or whether there was something that would be more successful.
Well, so my question for you is, did what type of fungus was it? Did you see, you know, is that something that had, you know, just took over, or was it in certain areas? What was the fungus? Because that'll determine if you should move on.
It was, oh, heavens no. It had like a thing on the leaves and scabs, I guess they called it.
Okay. So it had like a, I believe they call some of those would be like an apple scab.
Right.
Okay. You know, so there's a couple things to do with this. Did you, at the end of the season, the leaves that fell off from there, did you get rid of those, or did you just kind of... Okay. That's
and
a good thing.
I sprayed the ground around there as well.
Okay. So I don't... I would continue on with what you have. I wouldn't, you know, throw it away or get rid of it. What I would look to do is just what happens with something that has a fungus or something else. That means the plant isn't as strong. It needs a little something. So, you know, fertilizing it this spring, first thing, with like a tree tone from Espoma to give it something, and that's one where you fertilize at the drip line, so however wide it is. What I'd look to do this spring, or you could even do it, you know, you could do it now, but there's probably snow all over the ground and it'd be hard to get to. But as soon as that snow thaws and you can get to the tree, clean it up. Get rid of some of the dead branches. Get rid of some of the branches that are rubbing on each other, right? When I say rubbing, I mean they're, you know, cross branches. So there might be a little bit too.
It's adding a fall, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing for this spring. So just what I would do is take a look again, see if anything happened during the winter. Because what happens is, say these cross branches are rubbing up against another branch. They open up the pores. They open up the bark for, you know, diseases and pathogens to happen.
I see.
Right? So that's something to look at. What I would suggest doing is... for a fungus like this, for like a scab fungus, stick to one product versus going to three different, right? What happens sometimes is all three might do something a little bit different on there. So I want to make sure, you know, we're looking kind of at the same thing here.
Is there one that you'd recommend, or...
Well, so for fungus, that type of thing, I would be, you know, do you want to go synthetic, or would you rather go organic, or, you know, kind of sky's the limit?
At this point, I'll try.
get some of that treat home.
Yep.
And then for sprays, I don't know what would work best.
What did you use this year? Do you remember?
I don't really.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing I'd be looking at doing, maybe there's a product by Bonide. It's called Infuse. Okay. It comes in a hose and spray. So you can attach it right to the hose and spray the whole tree down. It is synthetic. It is a synthetic product, but it is, you can use it for apple scab. Right on the label, it'll say apple scab as one of the products that it uses. And so this is what I want you to look at. As soon as the leaves start to form, so not when the buds are there, but when the leaves, you start to see leaves, that's when we're going to start spraying, okay?
I see.
I have to go to a break here, but I want to go over this a little bit more because there's multiple applications to it, so I want you to hang tight with me so we can go over this a little bit because there are a few things that we need to discuss with this. So hang tight for me. Everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Peter in regards to crabapple scab. I know we lost the call, but I want to continue on with what to do with this, because it is something that is common. Now, I started to talk about waiting till when the leaves start to grow. I was looking at the straight apple, not the crab apple on the back of the product. One of the things I like to do is keep the Bonide website up so I can look at the label, so I can give you the exact. Now, if you ever were to purchase a product and there was a, you lose the back or it rips off, you can go right to their website to do that. So anyways, so I found the product Infuse. Comes in a hose end sprayer, does a ton of different things. But right on it says crabapple scab. And this actually says start applications when buds just begin to break open. Okay, so a little bit earlier than when the leaves start to form. And that would be with an apple tree versus a crab apple. One thing I want you to take a look at, what it does say to do, is to do something along the lines of every 2 weeks, right? So instead of maybe every 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, depending upon how bad it has been, we're using this as a preemptive type thing to help protect it from the season. So what we want to do is as the buds are starting to open, so not when the buds are starting to form, but when they're starting to open and you're starting to see, you know, the leaves pop out, what I do suggest is not spraying when you're seeing flowers. You can really do some damage. Even though it's a fungicide, doing something completely different, you can suffocate the bees. You can hurt the beneficial insects, that type of thing around there. So some of the things to do is spray at night versus in the morning, so it has all night to dry onto the plant, so that any of the beneficials, when they come on there, they're not getting it all over themselves and suffocating them. So if you're doing this in 3-week intervals, we need to look at, as the bud's starting to open, so just as it's beginning, barely showing anything, the bud isn't completely open, so it isn't, you're not going to have the pollinators on there. Then, 21 days from there, usually after bloom is finished, and you'll do this until, probably into June, maybe a little bit later, into 21-day intervals. Basically, they say to do this until it starts to warm up and it's not as wet outside. We always talk about April showers bring May flowers, right? So most of April is going to be wet, usually into May at some point too. But so you kind of want to get into May/June before you stop applying this if you have the apple scab on there. If you start to notice certain leaves have it still, try to get rid of those leaves if possible. Get rid of them. Don't put them in a compost pile. Just get rid of them completely. The other thing is maybe, maybe it's not an apple scab. I'm just throwing this out there at the end. Maybe it's cedar apple rust where there are junipers or types of cedar in the area that are causing some of these things to happen. Usually you'll see it in like an apple tree, but you will see it on a crab apple as well. So maybe it's something a little bit more, but from what I'm understanding, it is the apple scab, unless it has some of that, weird fungus-looking galls on there where it turns like orange, but you usually will see those on a cedar versus on the crab apple itself. So I think we're just going with the apple scab on this one. Again, you want to make sure you're not spraying when the flowers are out, and I like to spray at night versus in the morning. At night, it gives it all night to dry out, so in the morning when the pollinators come back, it's not really still stuck on there, and they don't get it all over them, all over their bodies, etc. So just protecting those pollinators is huge on this, because that'll be the long term to help those crab apples. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.